Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Our station mate, Linnell Willingham, will give us an OTA update this morning at 9 o'clock. So you don't want to miss that. He's been out at Commanders.
I saw him out there yesterday. I was walking out as he was walking in.
Yep. So he's going to join the show coming up at 9 o'clock.
There was a bunch of coaches walking in when I was walking out, and I'm not sure how many college coaching staffs were there, but right. I saw some Navy jackets.
Ah, okay, good.
So, and then I know there was a bunch of high school coaches there because Quinn talked about that in the presser.
Yep. All right, we'll get into EB's entertainment page now.
Oh, I didn't know that. Valdez, did you bring the EP? Yeah, hook me. Sorry, I've just been, you know who I've been texting with?
Who? I don't.
Big Joe. Remember Big Joe? Used to call in all the time. I think he played ball at like UMBC or something.
He's a tall drink of water, right? Like he's about 6'6", 6'7".
When we started talking about Pointer Ridge, he used to, you know, I spent between the age 15 and age 18, 14 to age 18, almost every day at the South Bowie Rec Center. And we played basketball there, and they're amazing Saturday runs. And he would go. That's who he knows. South Bowie.
He would go to the BT Dubs. Rory birdied one, and on two, I believe two is a par five. He absolutely pummeled the ball, and he got about 40 yards run after it landed. So he's probably looking at it. I don't know, short iron into his second shot in that par five.
When I have a short iron in my hands, that's when I'm terrified. All right, Cakes.
Yes.
This is news to me. Valdez is hot off the presses, right? Beach Boys founder Brian Wilson dead. This happened yesterday. I was on a golf course. A buddy had a hole-in-one. Not really that locked in. Brian Wilson died yesterday?
You just revealed your golf story.
Well, no, I tweeted about it. My buddy had a hole-in-one. I'm going to tell you about it.
Yeah, Brian Wilson.
That's terrible. Now, had he been dealing with like dementia or anything like that? Something like that, Alzheimer's?
I think he had depression. I'm not sure if he had Alzheimer's, maybe.
Or as Sacktown Mike used to call it, old-timer's disease.
It's a funny nickname
for a terrible affliction.
You know, he was deaf in one ear his entire life.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I'm going to be deaf in both ears in probably 5 to 7 years.
Yeah.
So I can relate.
You know, the death that I noticed yesterday, it wasn't Brian Wilson, but Ananda Lewis, you remember her. If you saw her picture, she's a former MTV VJ. She died at it. She's our age, essentially. She's 52.
Saw that.
She died. She had breast cancer. Poor thing. She didn't want to have the mastectomy. She did some homeopathic stuff. And then she got caught up, which a lot of people got caught up in with the whole COVID crap. That she couldn't get a surgery when she wanted to. Because remember how they weren't, like, you had to be considered, you know, life-threatening right in the moment. You know, people had a difficult time getting in to see the doctors or having procedures done.
During COVID.
During all that. And she got kind of caught up in that, and then it ultimately spread. And so she passed away yesterday after, like, a 7-year journey with breast cancer, which is always awful. So pour some out for Ananda. I think she had one son, who just graduated like from eighth grade. You know who she married? Will Smith's brother. Nobody talks about him.
I don't know
anything
about him.
He's the Fred Ripken of the Will Smith family.
What are his bona fides? What are his accomplishments? Does anybody know?
Nope.
I don't know anything about him.
I think his name is like Harry Smith. Hmm.
I can't believe an MTV BJ got more of a eulogy than Brian Wilson.
Because I'm not a Beach Boys
guy. Ricking,
I'm not a Beach Boys
guy. Everyone else is. Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is what affects me. You do the drab BP. Well, I don't care about it, Brian Wilson. I mean, I do care. I thought it was sad.
Your eulogy was hot off the press. Brian Wilson died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's one of the most iconic American bands of all time, and he was the co-founder of it. He deserves a little bit more attention than that.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a whole... You got 10 more minutes.
Yeah, you Valdez probably pulled 100 songs.
You should have done your top five Beach Boys songs of all time.
I'm expecting... Yeah.
Your cluelessness shouldn't affect everyone else's pain.
Listen, Ananda Lewis...
You're in pain.
Impacted me. That's a death that impacted me. The Brian Wilson's kind of sad. I mean, I don't want anybody to die.
It's American Icon.
You got to play Surf in USA.
I know. I was going to get to it, but it was a one-minute eulogy.
Well, you guys could do your own EP.
Hey, you know what? Next year...
You didn't do any prep. You didn't know he died.
I didn't know he died. I didn't know... Yes.
Valdez, gross oversight. I don't believe there were any Beach Boys ditties on the Purple Heart Open playlist. No. We might have to rectify that next year.
They have so many popular songs.
So many.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
They reinvented pop music.
Play their hits. If I like
any of them. He's playing them currently.
I just updated my Spotify list yesterday.
Kevin Love's uncle was part of the Beach Boys.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mike Love. I would never put any of these songs on my Spotify playlist.
You just don't. You don't recognize the genius of the Beach Boys. Now, I don't know that I would either, but I know that they're a highly influential pet band.
I agree with that. I'm aware of them, Cakes.
Yeah. Pet Sounds is considered one of the most influential and creative masterpieces.
Which one?
Pet Sounds.
What? Is that this?
No, that's
this
an
is
album.
Kokomo. This is a
Pet
silly.
Sounds is an album.
Oh, okay.
That Phil Spector produced.
A guy that murdered his wife?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they created a whole genre of music.
What's the genre?
Like surf rock. I mean, there are a billion imitators.
Who else?
Well, like anyone that's ever sang like any sort of like beach music ever. Jimmy Buffett. Jack Johnson,
so you're
the Pipeline Band.
This is your genre. This is why it's affecting
it's
you.
It's not my genre. I barely
you're a Jimmy Buffett guy.
Well, I do like, people like, you gave Jimmy Buffett the same eulogy you gave Brian Wilson. you sped through both of them. It ricked me, yeah.
Because it's not stuff I listen to. I've heard it in an elevator.
Sly Stone dies and you spend half the EP on him.
I'm more of a funk guy, sorry. I got a little bit more soul to me.
Okay, Beach Boys greater than Sly Stone.
Well,
I'm not saying who's greater. I mean, who cares who's greater? So I didn't listen to it. I had listened to different stuff than you guys. Your guys' parents were hippies. My parents weren't hippies.
Yeah,
you're kind of right. Yeah.
In my family, you guys can make fun of it. It's fine. I grew up, and I didn't love it, but I listened to my dad was playing Mozart and Brahms and like stuff you can't even relate to. I didn't listen to this.
Yeah, you're lunch in USA.
I'm not a classical music guy. I understand those guys are talented.
I'm not
Mozart,
either. But
Brahms,
that's what I listened. That's
Chopin.
That's what played in the background in my house.
Yeah.
Chopin.
Yeah.
Brahms. I don't even know these guys. Bach. Beethoven.
Sebastian Bach greater than the other Bach.
Probably.
Yeah. Not it probably is.
But you did.
This song never played in my house ever. Zero times.
Upside down.
Yeah, but you heard it a billion times.
It's an elevator. Smash.
Yes, they revolutionized the wall of sound.
I thought that was Pink Floyd. No,
The wall.
Yeah.
But that's when you would take a bunch of instruments and play it all at once so it would sound bigger.
Doing a music history bit.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Well, they started using different instruments too, like bells, ringers. They experimented with different stuff like that.
Who was the most talented Beach Boy?
Brian Wilson.
By far.
Yeah.
Mike Love is just a hanger-oner.
Well, Brian Wilson wrote most of the songs.
Yeah.
What instrument did he play?
Guitar.
Yeah, he was the lead singer.
Did one of them play piano? He has the high voice.
Did Mike Love play? Did one of them play piano?
Don't know.
Maybe not piano or
keyboard. I couldn't tell you what instruments what Beach Boys played. I have no idea.
John Stamos.
Well, he plays the drums. I know that.
I know more about John Stamos than I do the Beach Boys.
John Stamos, absolutely love the Beach Boys. Beach Boys, part of Full House.
Yeah.
For all you 90s kids.
Oh, why? Why?
Well, because John Stamos loved the Beach Boys.
And they would play it all the time on the show?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like a bit on the show, and they had like Beach Boys concerts.
Got you. All right, let's go to Jim in Tysons. Jim, what's up?
Hey, guys. Love your show.
Thank you, man.
Real quick on Brian Wilson, people really associate him with the kind of like the 62 to 65. When he did Pet Sounds, the Beach Boys didn't like that album. And Pet Sounds was one of the albums that the actual Beatles, they viewed the competition when they were coming into the United States with California Girls. So they came back with Back in the USSR, if you guys know that song. It was a mock on the Beach Boys. And so Wilson wanted to go up more serious, more kind of Beatles music. And the actual original Beach Boys wanted to stay more with the beach tunes.
Who was the drummer that John Stamos replaced? He seemingly replaced, or did he just supplement some of their shows? How did that work?
That was another Wilson.
Okay. Dennis Wilson?
Yeah.
Dennis Wilson.
It was Dennis Wilson. But Al Jardine and Mike Love, they took on Brian Wilson. This is a very interesting story, and he really wasn't the kind of guy that people think of in terms of the greatest hits albums. He was a real innovator.
Will you tell? I want more information on the Back in the USSR and how that was. They were mocking the Beach Boys. Tell me more about that.
Well, yeah. Well, California Girls came out right there, and then basically the Beatles didn't view them. The Beatles aren't going to view anybody as their competitors. They're in another league. But they did view the Beach Boys as kind of like some kind of up-and-coming thing. They recognized Brian Wilson's talent. And what they followed up was with Revolver. So you had Pet Sounds, and then you went to Revolver.
This guy's Beach Boys story
I like it, but I'm sorry. I'm not tracking because I don't know that genre very well.
Sure.
How was Back in the USSR like a shot at them? Can you explain that to me? Like, I don't understand the logic.
Well, if you listen to the words on Back in the USSR, it's you know, you and I can't, I'm sorry if I'm not exact, but it's like you train girls, really knock you out, and then they do a kind of like a mock of the chorus of the Beach Boys.
Obvious to an average person that they're mocking them.
Yeah.
In that era, you guys knew they were mocking the Beach Boys.
People who really followed Rolling Stone and people who really followed the music, you should go back and check it out. I'm not a total wonk, but I do know enough about the Beatles, and I did follow that a little bit.
All right. That's it. It is very interesting to me. I appreciate that.
I think Paul McCartney mocked him. It was a parody.
Sure. Okay. Have a great day.
Yeah. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
I'll tell you what, the drummer, Dennis Wilson, Wilson brothers, he had a horrible life.
You're reading his Wikipedia right now?
He was addicted to cocaine and heroin and everything. Alcoholic. In 1983, he jumped off a boat after drinking all day, boozing off all day, because he was looking for his ex-wife's, personal belongings. Apparently they were thrown overboard at a marina from his yacht three years earlier. So 3 years after they were thrown, he said, "I'm going to go jump into the marina." Well,
definitely hammered. I mean, if he thought he was going to find him.
And of course, he drowned because he was hammered.
Oh, he killed himself.
Pretty much.
And that's when John Stamos started playing because he donked himself off.
Well, he was only.
I don't know. I don't know the Beach Boys timeline.
That was 1983.
Okay, so John Stamos got famous in the 80s when he was on General Hospital.
So maybe that was...
They started playing with them maybe in the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, maybe that was right after that.
I don't know.
Is this the eulogy that Brian Wilson wanted?
We're talking about his brother?
Yeah. I don't know.
The family had issues,
you guys can lead this. I don't know anything about the Beach Boys. It sounds like fun music.
It was fun, but apparently they all
sounds
had
like
their,
fun music.
They all had their issues out of the studio.
Yeah.
I think... John Stamos wasn't really in the Beach Boys.
I think I know,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
He was like a bit one-offs like one-offs.
Yeah. That's what I said. That I prefaced it. I said, or was it just, you know, every once in a while? But I think some people did kind of consider him, kind of.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like, I think he played with them hundreds of times. I don't think he did it, like, once. I think he toured with them sometimes.
Maybe right.
Yeah, yeah. But obviously, I don't think he was an official member.
Barbara Ann, a smash. Smash Ola.
All right, let's go to Matt in Stafford. Matt, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
What's up, guys? Hey, Beach Boys tried to make a comeback in the 90s, and they had this different sound. And Eric, I think you might have liked the sound a little bit more than the traditional Beach Boys sound.
I mean, it sounds fine. And, it sounds fine. I just didn't grow up listening to it. Yeah.
But they had a remake of California Dreams. California Dreams. And it sounds really good. But I was compelled to tell Jason, if you got a Hawaiian shirt and a rope hat, a saxophone, you'd be Mike Love, young Mike Love. I think that'd be pretty silly. Can you pull it off for
because
the audience?
You think Jason looks like Mike Love.
And
is
he's
what
tall.
You're saying.
He's Mike Love, yeah. He's tall. Young Mike Love, get the rope hat and the Hawaiian shirt. Oh my gosh.
Rope hats are fire.
He likes
right
yacht
now.
Rocks.
Does Mike Love have skin cancer scars?
Oh. A lot of people do. Yeah. Hold on. Are the Beach Boys considered yacht rock? Because I listen to yacht rock. I don't think they are considered yacht rock.
Like Drab said, surf rock is kind of like what they pioneered.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were popular in the 60s and 70s. Yeah. I don't think yacht rock is 60s
and 70s. Yacht rock's like an 80s thing, yeah. 80s and beyond.
No, but yacht rock, now you're barking up the right tree.
Oh, that's your kind of thing.
Yeah. John McClain, real quick. John.
Hey, EB, you're missing out. I mean, Paul McCartney thought God Only Knows was the perfect song. They blown away by Pet Sounds. And if you want to hear the real genius of Brian Wilson, listen to the commercial version of Surf's Up.
I've never heard of any of these songs that you're mentioning by name.
In 1966. And then he recorded it as a solo in 67. Wasn't released for 40 years. It'll gut you if you listen to that solo version.
All right. Will you play whatever I need? It's mumbo jumbo to me. Will you play one of the songs he said coming back? Okay. And then I'll tell my little golf story. We talk more Mike Love if you want. I don't care. I don't have a file on him. Is it Mike Love? Or is it Brian Wilson?
Brian Wilson
is a dead one.
Yeah, yeah. Correct.
Mike Love's Kevin Love's uncle.
Mike Love's still alive.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll do more of that, and I'll tell you a little. I don't know. No one cares. My buddy had a hole in one. It was amazing. All right. We'll tell you that when we come back. Don't go away.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.